So how do you like your oysters? A little hot sauce, some butter, maybe served on a cracker? They're a delicacy along the North Carolina coast, and can you believe it? They're good for you too, with copious amounts of vitamins and minerals. And more good news, access to fresh local oysters is improving thanks to restoration efforts by local scientists, the State Division of Marine Fisheries, conservation groups, and local fishermen. But what if you could grow your own oysters in your backyard and harvest them whenever you'd like? That's the idea behind the Underdock Oyster Culture Program, or UDOC. Terry Barrett is the aquaculture coordinator with the North Carolina Division of Marine Fisheries.
We have to have a dock that you own. So it really is limited to waterfront property owners. So the dock has to be an authorized legal dock permitted. And then under that dock is where you can have 90 square feet of cages for the oysters.
UDOC participants place oyster cultivation containers, similar to crab pots, under their dock or pier. Over time, oyster spat begin to attach to the 2-foot by 3-foot cages, and in about 2 or 3 years, they're fully grown and ready to be harvested. Sounds easy, right? Well, Barrett says the process is a little more involved.
You do have to watch them and clean them regularly and turn them, check your cages. And it's a little more involved, I think, than people expect.
Currently, there are only 17 people in North Carolina who participate in the UDOC program, administered by the Division of Marine Fisheries in conjunction with North Carolina Sea Grant. When it started back in 2004, about 40 people were involved. Barrow thinks interest has waned due to the difficulty in growing oysters and the regulations that are a part of the process. But those up for the challenge reap the rewards.
Once you have a UDOC permit, you can take the oysters pretty much any time of the year, and you can take them undersized.
That means fresh, local oysters anytime, not just in months that end with R.
But what comes with that is the responsibility to know about the organism and about water temperatures and rainfall and bacteria in the water and shellfish closures.
All of these factors affect oysters and being able to determine if they're safe to eat. Oysters feed by filtering up to 50 gallons of water per day, which is great for improving water quality, but makes them susceptible to a bacteria which collects in their tissue, known as Vibrio. Dr. Brett Freilich is a research assistant professor at the University of North Carolina's Institute of Marine Sciences in Morehead City.
We're looking for specifically at two bacteria. Both of them are Vibrio. One of them can cause you to have intestinal discomfort when you eat raw oysters, and the other one can be a little more severe, leading to some severe diseases.
Vibrio vulnificus and Vibrio parahemolyticus thrive in warm environments, so that's why there's a greater risk of getting sick from consuming raw oysters during warm months. Dr. Freilich is involved in an ongoing study which monitors bacteria in local oysters.
But we've really only been looking at wild oysters. And we realize that farmed and gardened oysters are a big part of what we do here in the state as well.
By farmed, Dr. Freilich is referring to oysters grown through large-scale aquaculture practices. And by gardened, he means the UDOC program.
So we've decided, and we were given some money by North Carolina Sea Grant, to take a look at what's going on in our farmed oysters, including those in some people's backyards or backwater areas.
Cultivating your own oysters is a relatively new idea. To date, there hasn't been any research done in North Carolina to compare how garden oysters differ from wild ones.
Gardened oysters are a little different. They're grown differently. They're shaded from the light. They have different boat traffic that gets over them. So they're really something completely different.
To conduct his study, Dr. Freilich purchases several oysters from participants with the UDOC program. The samples are taken to the lab, shucked, and pulverized into a liquid.
From there, we grow the bacteria up, and we examine what's in there. We also save some of the DNA that's in there, and we do what we call molecular testing, in which we are looking specifically for bacterial DNA.
The results will be posted online, and Dr. Freilich says participants will be able to access the data to make sure their oysters are safe to consume. Contrary to popular belief, hot sauce or lemon doesn't kill Vibrio bacteria. The only way to eliminate any potential health risk is to fully cook oysters. Growing your own oysters is an appealing idea, but before you start making plans for an oyster roast, you have to get a permit. There's a 20-question test you must submit to the State Division of Marine Fisheries, and Aquaculture Coordinator Terry Barrett says your dock must be located in waters approved for harvest of shellfish.
The first thing they do is email me, and I will send them the test. And they do the test and submit it to me. Once they've passed the test, then they can submit an application. And we'll go from there. I'll go and look at it and make sure that it's a legal dock, that it's not impairing anybody's navigation.
Signs are also posted to let people know that the oysters are located on private property. Cages can be purchased from the North Carolina Shellfish Growers Association, or Sea Grant. Add some spat, and you're ready to start growing your own oysters.
Oysters are good for the environment. Oysters are good on the plate as well. And this is a great way to for people to essentially improve both things right here at home.
To learn more about how to get started with the state's underdock oyster culture program, go to our website, publicradioeast.org. I'm Jared Brumbaugh.